You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
We have had some technical problems.
You are connected to Ace TJ 5G.
Ace TJ. TJ.
Riggins.
Alexis.
Tech D-Raw. Live from the Calitrend Studios, this is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Whew. Man, I'm trying a little something new in my life. I talked about this yesterday on my political show that you can get if you subscribe to Ace TJ Prime Plus. And now it is actually officially called TJ's Political Show. I changed the official name of it to TJ's Political Show.
Okay.
Because that's how we always refer to it.
Yeah.
When we say you get TJ's Political Show. So there it is. But I'm trying to step away and work out of my life the dad hat. The very low profile hat that, you know, I always have to wear that style because I have a little head and all.
Right.
So yesterday during TJ's political show, and then this morning I'm wearing a hat that's taller in the front, you know, like young people wear.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've got a billboard on top of my head.
It looks big. It does. But it's also cocked back on your head. You need to pull it down.
Yeah, you seem like you were wearing it back. For some reason.
Well, that's the way you wear a dad hat, so.
Yeah, you got to pull the front down.
Well, how far down? No. It's on my eyebrows.
Yeah, it's got to be down that's on your
better.
Eyebrows.
That does look better, though, the way you pulled it down like
maybe
that.
Maybe a little more.
But.
And then, yeah. Yeah, no, there you go. Yeah, now.
You just can't wear glasses with it.
Yeah,
That's why I'm wearing these old raggedy glasses so I can put them on the outside of the hat so I don't stretch my good ones out. But, you know, so these are the things that really try men's souls, you know, but pulling it down so far, I mean, for all of the people that watch us on YouTube and everything, that is, that's really doing a disservice to the fans because they can't see my green eyes.
I know.
Well.
I get it. I understand.
That's the only reason people watch us on acetj.tv.
Yeah.
They're like, we want to see those green lights coming out of TJ's head. And it's not like I'm wearing it to cover up the fact that I didn't fix my hair. I don't have hair.
Right.
But I'm just trying to do new things, you know. Yeah. And dad hats are getting harder and harder to find.
It's all a process. Mm-hmm. It's a process you go through.
Because I figure I got to looking. I watch a lot of the college baseball.
Yeah.
I don't watch much of the Major League Baseball because they go against TJ's political show. But the coaches look fine. The old coaches look fine wearing the high hats.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I figure maybe I could pull it off. But they're not sticking up on their head like our dads. Like Riggins is wearing his now, where it's just sitting on top of his head.
No, they wear them lower, yeah. Even though it can be a bigger hat.
Mm-hmm.
And our dads used to sit it up there. I don't know what they were thinking. And I wonder, many times I've looked at pictures of my dad coaching my teams when I was a kid, like you know, 8, 19 years old. It's like, what? Didn't that feel weird?
Well, my dad used to take it that one step farther and sit it up on top of his head. It's a trucker-style hat, but back then it was just called hats. We didn't have the, you know, you had to pay a lot of money to get a full hat that was, you know, cloth all the way around, material. So my dad would wear it up on top of his head and then press the middle of it down and create a crater in the top of it. What? You've never seen that?
Yeah, how high up they would sit. We had a baseball coach that would do that.
Let me see yours, Riggins. I'll show you. You take your hat. I don't even know if yours will do it. And you press it down like that.
Yeah.
And then put it on your head.
And it just can only sit on the top of your head.
It popped back out.
Yeah. That's some old man business right there, boy. There you go.
What's the point of doing that? Why would you do that?
Maybe you had extra material sticking up on the cone of your head because it stood up so high. You wanted to flatten that down.
Yeah. How does that even sit on your head?
Well, it's a different style hat.
My grandpa used to wear, like, he was a Marine, and he had the Marine hat that had, like, medals on it, and it had the rope, like, above the brim. And that thing, it would sit up on his head like that. Like, and people... cloud white. My grandpa, they're going to see you coming.
My grandfather had his police department hat, had the patch on the front and had the rope across the thing.
Yeah,
and the whole thing.
God, you old man.
So my wife's grandfather, Poppy, was in the Navy where he could sail the seven seas. And he went one day and did something, toured the USS Ronald Reagan. And he got a hat for me to, you know, one of those official hats from the USS, Ronald Reagan. And that thing was just like that. I mean, it looked like if Slash would have put it on and started playing the guitar, it would have fit. Like, it looked like a top hat.
It looked like a punk.
This is a very important part of being a man, though. You gotta make these decisions as you go along in life.
Hats are a big deal.
They're a very big deal. Mm-hmm. See what's trending.
It's not the news. It's more important. Now trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Believe it or not, Canada is trending this morning because they've been having some wildfires, which has sent smoke into New York City. So now New York City, as of yesterday afternoon, has become the most polluted city in the world, beating out New Delhi.
We were looking at pictures yesterday, my son Kate and I were, of the ball game that was happening at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And at first, I thought it was dark clouds, like lightning, a thunderstorm was happening, because it was virtually pitch black above Yankee Stadium. Then I read down the article. The reason we started looking was because, oh my God, from Canada, from the wildfires. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how polluted the air looks, how dark and thick it is in New York from those Canadian wildfires.
But Canada talking crap to New York, telling them, you don't want this smoke.
Oh.
Challenging them. You don't want this smoke.
You don't want
it. What caused the wildfires? Is it the same thing that causes all of the California wildfires to go crazy, which is environmentalism?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where they won't let them do any clear cutting or cut the underbrush or anything. So when something catches a fire, it just ignites the, you know, towns and all.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's the results of good intentions by stupid people.
It's true. Yeah, the pictures are pretty crazy.
Yeah, this is 416 active fires cropped up because of beneath a well-predicted heat dome. Zones of high pressure, which brought sinking air and warm, dry conditions that broke records.
Mm-hmm. A heat dome.
Yeah, they got a heat dome.
I bet they don't allow people.
I love that.
Allow them to clear the underbrush either. You know, California and Canada are about the same.
Yeah, a heat dome.
Welcome to the heat dome.
That's right.
That's what I call my house.
Welcome. Y'all want to come to the heat dome? Mm. Today's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. I know TJ's not a fan. Yeah. Bitter chocolate. Bitter dark chocolate.
I would think it would be more aptly named if we called it National Drone Day, Human Drone Day. Because everybody just follows along. Oh, chocolate ice cream, chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. And they don't really like it.
Do you think people would eat it if they didn't like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
They like it but it's not to die for. You know. Women control that.
Yeah,
women love chocolate so much that they say we like it, and if one woman loves it, then all the rest of them will, and then the men will follow because they want to hook up with them.
Yeah,
I mean, that's science.
Can I get a little more of that, your TJ chocolate ice cream impression? That was good, Riggins.
Yeah, bitter. No one likes chocolate ice cream. It's bitter, dark. Is it just chocolate ice cream, or it's
chocolate chip cookies too.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. What?
No one likes that bitter dark chocolate. No,
I just say about the chocolate chip cookies that I don't like them as much as there are several cookies that I put ahead of it on the list. Doesn't mean I don't like them.
Ooh, when they gooey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
What about when they're gooey?
I've had them gooey.
TJ,
I would take a gooey peanut butter cookie or a gooey sugar cookie or a gooey oatmeal raisin over a chocolate chip.
Yeah, I like those too. I like them all, man.
Snickerdoodle, get out of here. Oh. Love that.
Give me two snickerdoodles, please. And then this might only be interesting to a very specific segment of our population. I know Ace was into this without even talking to him about it yet, but the PGA Tour has merged with LIV Golf, which is the offshoot. It was a league created by the Saudis, who have an endless stockpile of money. So they were able to offer some prominent golfers like Phil Mickelson, you probably heard of, a ton of money. They wanted to pay Tiger Woods $800 million to come play for them. And a lot of the big guys said no, but some of them did go over to LIV Golf. And the head of the PGA said, listen, no one's ever had to apologize for playing in the PGA. I don't know what they're going to have to do. So he has totally turned tail.
The guy even brought out 9/11 families.
Yeah. And that was like a year ago.
To other golfers, essentially, how are you going to face families of 9/11 victims when you're taking money from the Saudis? And now they're like, all good. We're good.
Sorry about that.
They're making a few hundred million dollars, and they changed their tune.
Yeah.
Money. He's a rotten person.
Yeah, he's getting roasted.
Today. Yeah.
If Phil and I were friends, my nickname for him, my fun nickname would be Phil Mickleback.
Phil Mickelson.
That's good.
Phil Mickleback.
That'd be pretty good. Yeah. So, they turned all these guys into the villains, but turns out now they just made a ton of money, and now they're able to play in the PGA again with all their friends.
Yeah.
So it was just an interesting kind of story, specifically about the...
Yeah, and it's not going away anytime soon. They are roasting this guy.
And a big part of the headlines yesterday, because I don't know anything about it, really. Yeah. I don't keep up with golf, but Trump saying, I told you.
Mm-hmm. He did. I knew it. And they pulled out a tweet from last summer where he said that he called it straight up in a tweet a year ago.
He did.
Yeah.
So those are a few things that are now trending.
There is a test, a quick way to figure out if you want someone in your life. This could be a game changer for a lot of people. So we'll give it to you next.
Don't miss the Extra Funny podcast coming up at 9 Eastern, live on the Ace and TJ app. Or download anytime wherever you get podcasts. More Ace and TJ coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Ace TJ Prime Reward members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word. Memphis. That's Memphis. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
A lot happening with the radio family. Here's what's new today from the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Well, obviously, the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new today. It'll be up on our YouTube channel, acetj.tv. Also, 9 a.m. Eastern, Extra Funny Live, which is our daily podcast that happens at 9 a.m. Eastern, live on your YouTube channel. You can download that throughout the rest of the day. And at 11 Eastern today, on YouTube and wherever you download podcasts, the latest edition of my podcast, The Meaningful Meeting. Today, the one thing, bless you, the one thing you must have to make your life a success. today. So that's the meaningful meeting, 11 Eastern. You can watch acetj.tv or just search for acetjtv on YouTube. Now, if you've ever reached a point in life where you think, I need to reassess some of my relationships, there is a test, a quick way to figure out if you want someone in your life. It's called Two Beers and a Puppy. Two questions that tell you basically everything you need to know about how you feel about a friend, a coworker, a family member, anybody. Two questions. Number one, would you want to have two beers with this person? Question two, would you trust this person to look after your puppy for the weekend? If you can answer a clear yes to both, that means you value your relationship with the person. You like them. You trust them. They're worth keeping in your life. But if you answer no to either one of the questions, you've got to make a decision. Is it worth investing the time to fix this relationship, or should you just bail completely? Because it could be a sign that you've grown apart and it's time to move on.
Now, this thing used to be a little bit different, same concept, but it was whether you would want to have dinner with a person, you know, twice or whatever.
Yeah.
And if you would trust them to keep your kids.
Interesting.
So with the kids aspect of it, is it more of a display of trust if you would trust them with a puppy or with a kid?
I think people are less trusting with their kids these days. So you probably had to change the question.
Because of what I always say, the danger of society taking animals and putting them on the same level with kids.
No, I mean, kind of because thing. I think people are less trusting of other people with their kids than they used to be.
Oh, I thought you meant like they're fine letting them go.
No, they're just like, hey, I have fewer people in my life that I would allow my kids with today than I would have maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah, like nobody's going to let me watch their kid, but they might let me watch their puppy.
Oh, that's sweet, Rob.
I'm going to go no on both.
That's yeah. fine as
are
well.
Are there unicorns in your world too, Rob?
I mean, could you say that about everybody? I mean, I could easily say that about everybody on the show. I think if you had to, Rob could watch our dog for the weekend. I would trust Rob to watch our dog for the weekend. Mm-hmm. He would be the last person on the show that I would trust to watch the dog for the weekend.
That is very fair.
And that's fair. Yeah, you could admit that's fair, Rob.
And it depends on the age of the kid. You know, if it's a baby, obviously I'm not going to think Rob's going to be good to keep a baby. But if it's an eighth grader, I think he'd be fine.
Yeah, they share a lot.
All they're going to do is play video games and watch cartoons.
That's right. Yeah. That's a good point. So again, two beers and a puppy. One, would you want to have two beers with this person? Two, would you trust this person to look after your puppy for the weekend? If you can answer yes to both, that means you value that person and it's a solid relationship and you like them and you trust them.
It's pretty easy.
Can you think of anybody right now that you're, if I put that to the test, I would not want to be friends with that. I would really need to back away from that friendship. And I don't have anybody. I went through it this morning. I was like, no, I think I'm pretty good with everything.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think there's very many people who aren't going to be in the first category, but maybe the second category is what's going to throw it off for sure.
There are people that you would not trust your puppy with?
Yeah, probably not.
See, and I would think there are a lot of people I would trust with my dog that I wouldn't want to go have a beer with. You know, they're weird.
Of course. Yeah. This is the Ace and TJ Show.
There's a TikTok that's funny. It made me laugh. It's something we hear about all the time. And then when I thought about it, I thought, you know what? This might be true. There could be a lot of women that actually take this joke and make it a reality in their lives. Next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it, now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
I don't want to have to do it, but some of you have forced my hand. There's going to have to be a little bit of a lecture in a moment for some members of the radio family who need to just dial it down a notch.
I thought you say you need to just die.
No,
dial it down.
I don't want that. You're just going to need to kind of you know, throttle it back a little bit. I'll explain in a second. Tomorrow night, we have a live event. It's going to be awesome. It's Extra Funny Live, the Extra Funny Podcast, live at a great place in downtown Mooresville, North Carolina, called 158 on Main. Why is that important? Because it's free, but you've got to be a member of Ace TJ Prime, which is free, to be a part of this. So it's not just getting into events free. It's our rewards program. I think we're giving about the first couple of rewards are going to be given out tomorrow night. Access to everything before everybody else. There is a lot of different things that are coming when it comes to Ace TJ Prime. And then Ace TJ Prime Plus is a pay tier that we have. But go to acetj.com/prime. That's acetj.com/prime. But that's how you get into events free and get heads up on stuff in advance and get all kinds of other stuff free as well, being a part of the Prime family. ACETJ.com/Prime.
And this is going to be the fastest Ace and TJ Extra Funny Live of all time. You can get in, get out, because some people be tired.
Right. The fastest ever.
Some people be tired. I'm like, 15 minutes of solid gold. That'll be good.
So I saw this TikTok yesterday. I saw this TikTok and it was funny. And it was a girl talking about how her boyfriend wasn't giving her enough attention. So she was driving down to the gas station because somebody there always yells at her how hot she looks. And I laughed. And then I thought about it, thought, this may be true. This has got to be true. I know it's true because we've talked about it many times on the show. Where do you go for that attention? Here's the lecture. Look, I appreciate the fact, and I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but what we do here is just lighthearted, looking to have some fun. I posted this a few minutes ago on our Facebook page, and a lady named Trisha, who I appreciate commenting, says that's the problem with people today. They will do anything for attention. Okay, well, let's don't kill my little piece of radio bit right out of the box. We're just looking to have a little fun. Mm-hmm. And another lady pointed, but I go to God, or actually God comes to me, and it always makes me feel better. Okay, you're
truth,
right,
sister,
ma'am.
Truth.
I get it. You're right. But you're killing my piece of radio bitage right here. Can we not just have a little fun with this?
Louder for the people in the back.
Well, Brother Ace, I think that's exactly what we need to be doing. We need to be going to God.
And the Lord sent you with this radio bitage.
I don't disagree with Nicole, and maybe perhaps that's part of the point, trying to get that message out. But for my purposes right now, we're just trying to have a little fun. We're just trying to enjoy ourselves here a little bit. But I use my wife as an example because I know that, I don't guess she'll mind me sharing this, but I know there was somebody that she went out with a long time ago. And when she was in her last relationship, she has pointed out that when they would argue or something, there was somebody that she could always count on to tell her how great she was. And she always appreciated that. And I was like, get out.
That she would go to some guy, her boyfriend?
No, not go to if she posted something, this guy that she had gone out with a long time ago would always post how great she looked, how sweet she was, whatever.
Does he still do that?
I don't think so, no. I didn't check, Riggins. I don't know. I should look.
The first thing I'd look at.
Yeah. She knew that if she posted something, he would always, one guy would always pop up with like, oh, you look great, or oh, you're always the sweetest, or something like that, all the time. It always made her feel better about her situation.
Or too bad you're married now.
Yeah, I don't know, Rob. I'm going to investigate it. I said I would look.
Or you are glowing.
So, It's a simple question. Where do you go to feel better about yourself? And I guess guys can go as well. I don't know if guys do this or not as nearly as much. I don't think so. At the Ace TJ Show. We'll get your answers next.
Get Ace and TJ anytime, anywhere, at your convenience with the Ace and TJ Show podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. More Ace and TJ is next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Ace and TJ radio show and podcast from the Calitrin Studios. Lose weight the safe and effective way with Calitrin. Go to acetj.com/weightloss to get details. Now, Ace and TJ.
All right, everybody knows by now that we are very, very close with Omaha Steaks, the company Omaha Steaks. So close that I think they're going to be fine with my giving them a new slug line, a new branding line for their entire company. And it goes like this. It is Omaha's feeding y'all. Omaha's feeding y'all. Get it? So here's the big thing is Father's Day coming up and dads want steak. You know that. And for a limited time, when you go to omahasteaks.com and enter the promo code TJ into the search bar, you're going to be able to order dad's favorite gift package for just $99. Now, here's what you get. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets that are so tender and juicy. 4 premium air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. 4 center-cut pork chops. 4 gourmet jumbo franks. 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets that are delicious for dessert. I think a container of the Omaha Steaks seasoning, which is delicious. And they're going to throw in 8 free Omaha Steak burgers. All of that for just $99.99. The more you order, the more you save. So go to omahasteaks.com and type TJ into the search bar and order dad's favorite gift package for Father's Day. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword TJ, Omaha's feeding y'all.
So you're not getting the attention you feel you deserve from your significant other or from someone, well, it could be your husband, your significant other, it could be just you're not getting it, period. You're in kind of a slump. Where do you go to get that attention? Mallory said, Facebook is a great place to come for attention. I used to do it. My memories pop up from years ago, and I'm like, oh, man, girl, you had issues. I've grown up and couldn't care less about attention now, but back then it did make me feel good.
That's true. Facebook is full of guys wanting to see stuff.
One lady said,
pretty lady.
7-Eleven. You always get attention at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I said, keep me anonymous. I tell my boyfriend that I'm going to the grocery store. There's a guy that works there who always falls all over himself to help me, and he always tells me how nice I look that day. It makes me feel better, and I get really disappointed when I go and he isn't there. Just keep me anonymous. We have a Mexican restaurant by my house, and the bartender always flirts with me, and he's very attractive. I've gone there without my husband just to flirt because it makes me feel attractive when I get lonely or don't get my husband's attention.
Yeah. That's always great when a married woman goes by herself and hangs out at a bar during the day. Yeah. That's a great look.
That's always going to turn out well.
At the Mexican restaurant bar.
Yeah.
Just strapping one on. Oh, darling.
One lady said, I don't purposely go anywhere to get compliments, but there was one time I was standing in line at a gas station and a woman behind me said, quote, you got a nice figure for a Caucasian woman, end quote. Uh-huh. She admitted it made her day, made her feel good about herself.
What's that mean?
And then
for a Caucasian woman, that's racist.
And then there's this very simple. I just post. There are more than a few guys who always comment how fire I am when I post. It always works. And I can see how that would be the case.
Oh, yeah, she really hot.
But it doesn't, but again, that doesn't, the reverse doesn't happen for men. You know what I mean? I don't, or at least I don't think. I mean, I don't know that guys go out posting things seeking attention, or just like, oh, she's not paying attention to me anymore. I'm gonna go post something. I'm gonna go to the gas station, because nobody shouts out a guy at the gas station like that. Not that they should be shouting at women. I just mean it just doesn't happen.
I've never been to a gas station where it happened in either case. Where are these all these gas stations where women are getting hit on and catcalled and all of that? I mean, I've been going to gas stations my entire life, and I see beautiful women there.
Yeah,
because I live in a ritzy area of town, and rich women are always better looking.
Interesting.
And nobody's catcalling them.
Right.
I'm kidding, ladies. You all look thin today.
But
poor and rich.
Apparently, Alexis has said she's not here today. But Alexis has said it happens to her regularly at the gas station.
I saw her at the gas station. I did it yesterday because that's what she always says.
Yeah.
So I held the door open for her in front of a bunch of people. I went, "Hey, girl, let me see that thing," and everybody stopped. And I was like, "All right, let me get out of here."
What did she do?
She was like, "Oh, thank you." She played into it, you know. Mm. We had just seen each other like 5 minutes before. People were horrified, though.
I love that. That's great.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Oh, there's great news out of the city of Buffalo, which doesn't happen often, so I'm excited to share this with you in Now Trending.
Live in the morning and anytime you want it as a podcast. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.